Welcome, dear listeners, to the very final episode of Supernatural Scotland, the podcast, Season 2. I am your host, Mark Smith, for one final time. We want to extend our deepest gratitude for joining us on this journey through the spectral landscapes and chilling histories of this incredible nation. Your support, your curiosity, and your shared fascination with the uncanny have made these past two seasons an absolute pleasure. Tonight, we bring our exploration to a close with a trio of tales that delve into the heart of Scotland's haunted soul. From the blood-soaked battlefields to the desolate moorlands, from grand echoing castles to windswept islands, Scotland's history is etched in both majesty and tragedy, and where shadows fall and memories linger, so too do the whispers of those who have gone before. Tonight, prepare for a final descent into the eerie heart of this land, as we explore the dark legacy of persecution, the lingering mysteries of a noble stronghold, and a poignant legend carried on the sea winds. Our first location on this final spectral journey takes us to the unassuming rise known as Witch Hill, or Culloden Hill, near the village of Midcalder. The history of Scotland is unfortunately marred by the dark chapter of the witch trials, a period of intense fear, superstition, and horrific injustice that swept across the nation in the 16th and 17th centuries, fueled by religious fever and anxieties. Countless individuals, predominantly women, were accused of witchcraft based on flimsy evidence and often brutal interrogations. Across Scotland, these unfortunate souls faced imprisonment, torture, and ultimately execution, often by burning at the stake or hanging. Witch Hill, near Midcalder, stands as a stark and sombre reminder of this tragic period. Local historical records and enduring oral tradition tell of this very hill being a site where numerous individuals were accused of witchcraft from the surrounding area met their agonising end. Under the zealous ministry of figures like Hugh Kennedy, the fear of the devil's work led to the persecution and killing of many innocent people on this very ground. Imagine the terror of those accused, the flames rising against the bleak landscape, and the collective fear that gripped the community. Witch Hill is not just a geographical feature, it is a place imbued with the suffering and the lost lives of those accused of crimes they likely never committed. Standing on Witch Hill today, it's difficult to fully comprehend the horrors that unfolded on its slopes centuries ago. Yet the very name serves as a chilling testament to the past. It is said that the land itself remembers the screams and injustice. While overt hauntings might be less frequently reported than in more enclosed locations, many who visit speak of a profound sense of unease. A heavy atmosphere that seems to cling to the hillside. Some sensitive individuals have reported feeling overwhelming sadness or a sense of being watched by unseen eyes, perhaps the lingering echoes of those who met their tragic fate here. The wind that sweeps across the hill sometimes carries with it a feeling of sorrow, a whisper of the pain that was inflicted on this ground. The memory of the accused, the innocent lives lost to fear and superstition, is etched into the very fabric of Witch Hill. making it a place where the darkness of history continues to resonate, a silent memorial to a brutal past that Scotland must never forget. Recently, I started a ghost investigation with a couple of friends, Amy and John, and we visited this very hill at night time, taking with us equipment said to be good for ghost hunting. We were very happy with the findings and the results from the equipment. John held the EMF reader, which rather quickly started to flicker, and at times right up to red. We used a couple of apps on the phone. Now, this phone didn't have a SIM card, it was set in flight mode, and this was used to contact the spirits. During this time, we had some responses, but nothing concrete. We finally started to use an app, which is a lot like a spirit box. Basically, it flicks through radio frequencies very quickly, and we also put down cat balls on the ground. Now, these balls would light up when touched or moved. We started to receive responses directly to our questions quite quickly, and the wind picked up. The camcorder I had been using for a short time ran out of battery very quickly, as if something was sucking the power straight from the battery. It was then John made us aware of a ball lighting up nearby, and soon after a voice came on the phone and said, "Ball." The hair on my neck stood on end as I felt a chill in the air. Soon, after we asked about those who died on the hill, we received a response, "Witch." The spirit then tried to trick us into thinking it was a holy spirit, but when asked if it was a dark entity, we kept receiving messages telling us to run, go, and beware. As it continued to tell us to leave, we decided the best course of action was indeed to leave this place, for who knows what dark spirits haunt the grounds here. You can view this video on the YouTube channel by searching Supernatural Scotland Ghost Investigations. I hope you enjoy the first video. Now, our second location takes us north to the imposing ruins of Huntly Castle in Aberdeenshire, a place steeped in history and shrouded in its own mysteries. Huntly Castle, once a magnificent stronghold of the powerful Gordon family, boasts a rich and often dramatic history spanning centuries, from its early medieval origins to its later Renaissance grandeur. The castle witnessed royal visits, political intrigue, and periods of conflict. Imagine the bustling courtyards, the grand halls echoing with the voices of lords and ladies, and the strategic importance of this fortress in the northeast of Scotland. The Gordons were a dominant force in the region, and their power and influence are often intertwined with the castle's story. However, amidst this history of power and prestige lies a more personal and unsettling tale, one that has contributed to the castle's spectral reputation. The sudden and mysterious death of the 5th Earl of Huntly in 1576, an event that was followed by a series of strange occurrences within its walls. The circumstances surrounding the 5th Earl's death were never fully explained, leading to whispers of foul play or something more supernatural. Following his demise, the castle was reportedly plagued by unusual events. Servants and family members spoke of unexplained illnesses, strange noises echoing through the empty chambers, and a pervasive feeling of unease that settled over the castle. Some accounts even mention fleeting glimpses of shadowy figures, or a sense of an unseen presence watching from the darkened corners. One particularly enduring legend tells of the ghost of a woman, sometimes referred to as the Sad Lady, who is said to wander the ruins, perhaps connected to a tragedy within the Gordon family, or the unexplained events of 1576. The imposing stone walls of Huntly Castle seem to hold these lingering energies, the echoes of a sudden death and a subsequent unsettling atmosphere, making it a place where history and spectral intertwine, leaving an enduring sense of mystery within its ruined grandeur. Finally, our last spectral tale for this season takes us to the remote and windswept northernmost inhabited island of the United Kingdom, Unst, in the Shetland Islands, and the poignant legend of the White Wife. Across the rugged landscape of Unst, particularly around the area of Loch Whitley, there are enduring tales of the White Wife. The legends vary slightly, but often tell of a beautiful woman who met a tragic end, frequently as a bride murdered on her wedding day, or a woman who drowned while desperately searching for her lost son in the loch. It is said that her spectral figure, often described as a pale shimmering form, can sometimes be seen near the loch or wandering the desolate shores. The stories speak of a deep and lingering sorrow, a restless spirit forever tied to the scene of her tragic loss. Some locals claim to have heard faint, mournful cries carried on the wind. A statue now stands near Loch Whitley, a memorial to this enduring legend, a testament to the power of local memory, and the enduring presence of tragedy within the folklore of this remote and beautiful island, a final haunting whisper from the edge of Scotland. And so, dear listeners, we reach the end of our spectral journey through season 2 of Supernatural Scotland. We extend our heartfelt thanks once again for joining us as we explored the haunted history and chilling legends of this captivating land. Your support has truly been invaluable. At the moment, I use an RSS.com distributor for the podcast. This kind of costs me a monthly fee, so once this episode has been up for a couple of weeks, I'm going to close down the RSS account. That means it will no longer be available on Amazon Music, Spotify, Audible, all those kind of ones. It will still be available, I promise, on the YouTube channel, just the normal YouTube. So if you do want to go back and listen to any episodes, you can go to our YouTube channel to listen to them, and you will be able to see any updates on any further projects that we complete, and you'll be able to see any other projects that we complete here at Supernatural Scotland. Our exploration of the paranormal continues. We are excited to announce our brand new project, Supernatural Scotland Ghost Investigations, where we take our fascination with the uncanny into the field. The first episode will be available shortly on YouTube under the name Supernatural Scotland Ghost Investigations. Join us there as we delve into the real world paranormal investigations. And from the Shadow Glens to the echoing castles, from all of us here at Supernatural Scotland, may your nights be filled with wonder and only the gentlest of whispers from beyond. Goodbye, dear listeners, for now.